This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The end of street dining on a stretch of Clark Street in River North is stirring up a range of reactions from diners, residents, and lawmakers. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka visited the neighborhood over the weekend.
This strip of Clark Street between Grand and Kinsey, where I'm at, has been closed off to traffic in the summer since the pandemic, letting restaurants set up tables on the street. But that will change this year, with the mayor deciding last week to keep the street partially open to traffic and limiting outdoor diners at local restaurants to the sidewalk and parking lane only. I asked River North resident Leonardo Castro if he's happy about that.
I'm not really strong advocate either way.
The local alderman certainly is. He wants the mayor to reconsider a compromise that would allow full road closure for this corridor of Clark from mid-July to the end of September. I'm the Savchenka, WBEZ News.
A new exhibit about children affected by the Nazi occupation of Europe is on display at the Illinois Holocaust Museum. Kinder Transport, Rescuing Children on the Brink of War, documents how thousands of children were sent from Europe to the UK just before the outbreak of the Second World War. Arielle Weininger curated the exhibit. She described it as a collection of belongings that transports viewers into the past.
What's special particularly about this exhibition is you don't hear the history of this from a curator's voice. The show really is narrated by the children themselves, by the kinder, through objects, through postcards, through diaries.
Also on display is an art installation featuring the numbered tags the children wore during their journey. The exhibit opened yesterday and runs through November. The Illinois Holocaust Museum is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Loyola Medicine has launched a program this spring for treating women athletes in the Chicago area. The Women's Sports Medicine Program brings together specialists in areas like orthopedics, gynecology, sports psychology, and sports nutrition. Loyola's Director of Sports Medicine, Dr. Mary Mulcahy, says the new program isn't just for big-time athletes.
It's geared towards all girls and women who are active in a variety of ways and activities. So all the way from the recreational athlete up through, you know, the highest levels of competition and everybody in between.
Mulcahy says the program fills a service gap in the Chicago area. As the first cicadas emerge, you might be wondering, why do they all come out at the same time? A local scientist has some answers. Joran Graham is a PhD student at Northwestern University and studies synchronization in nature.
When cicadas are underground, they feed on the sap from trees that transports water from the roots to the leaves.
Over the course of a year, the composition of that sap changes. After they've noticed that change 13 or 17 times, they know it's time to come out. And by coming out all at the same time, they avoid all getting eaten.
It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You eat as much as you want, and there's still food left over.
Predators fill up, and the cicadas who don't get eaten are able to reproduce. Their children then come out 17 years later and start the process all over again. Something else you should know today. Bears season ticket holders are feeling blindsided by steep price increases this year. The team says season ticket prices have increased by an average of 8%. But the Sun-Times reports the Bears are considered the home team for a game in London this fall, although tickets to that game are not included in season ticket packages. That means season ticket holders will only have 9 games at Soldier Field instead of 10. With that factored in, some fans are seeing a price hike of nearly 50% per game. Today's weather: mixed clouds and sunshine this morning and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The high will reach 83 degrees. And tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high in the mid-80s. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Aaron talks with Chicago street artist Don't Fret about making public art, self-publishing his book, and why Chicago's superpower is the winter. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.